you've got to do is reach out to us either through our website at dungeonschoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900 or just stop on by. We're here all day, open from 8 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night in sales and service. So give us a shout.
All
and
right.
I did have a guest with us here, Tom, today. I got Katrina Spaulding, who's from YMCA, the marketing director there. Say hi, Katrina.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Welcome to the show. It's the first time we've had you on the show, but we've had guests from the Y many times. And I thought it'd be great just to find out what's going on at the Y this summer. I know you guys have been kind of slowly opening up, too. And I know people are looking for things to do, and your impact in the community goes so far beyond just the why now. I thought it'd be good to talk about everything that's going on and kind of find out. So how's it been going at the Y?
It's been going great. We've reopened, obviously, and we've had some restrictions and number of people who can come in, and we're checking temperatures for anybody who comes in. And we have limited participants for group classes and all that stuff. So we're definitely trying to keep everyone safe still. That is our main concern. We've also opened Frontier Pool for the city. And right. So that's been super fun. And we've opened Osage Hills Pool for them this summer. They've asked us to start managing that for them. So that is open as well. What else have we done? We have a summer day camp that's going on for kids.
Is it? That's
important.
Keep
everyone engaged.
Yeah, it's important. I know it helps give people a place for their kids if they're working. It's important these things continue and operate in the summer. That's exciting. So what are the kids doing these days?
Oh, man, they're doing so much. They have gotten to go to the park. They were one of the first ones to play on the park, Johnstone Park, when it opened a couple weeks ago. So that was really exciting for them. They were very, very excited. They have gotten to go swimming. They are doing lots of different activities. This week is actually Superhero Week, so they're talking about superheroes, listening to stories about superheroes, playing superhero games. They're doing all kinds of stuff, and they're having a blast.
Awesome. That's great. So, what facilities at the Y itself are open? I mean, the pool and things like that.
Our entire facility is open.
Oh, great.
So it's just some rooms have a limited number of people who can be in them.
Okay. That's great. So if they have questions, they can just give you guys a call. And I know your memberships are a great value, and you can get day passes and things also if people are interested. How do they get information on stuff like that? What's the easiest way?
Yeah, if you have any questions at all, you can contact us on Facebook if that's easiest for you. I answer all those questions. You can give us a call anytime at 918-336-0713.
That's great. Well, it's good news, and glad to see that the Y is open again and taking care of our kids and helping the community stay active and out in the summer. So the pools are open. I know, did I see something about needing lifeguards? Is that still a need?
So our lifeguard registration ended last night, actually. We have a meeting later today to discuss all those beautiful details for Sooner Pool.
Excellent. That's good. Hopefully you've got everybody you need then.
Hopefully.
So, is there anything else going on this summer as we look to going forward and opening up more? Has the Y looked out and got any more plans? I know things are so uncertain a little bit at this point as we go through this, but have you started to look forward to this fall and what might happen then?
Yeah, I definitely have. We have fall tackle football and fall cheerleading registration is open, and we are excited and looking forward to that. We're talking about all what that might look like this fall. This summer, we also have an E-Series for Thunder basketball. So that's pretty cool. That's with the Oklahoma City Youth Thunder, and it'll be virtual little summer camp. So it's pretty fun.
So are they going to be actually practicing, doing like basketball skills, or are they going to be?
Yeah,
playing?
They'll get different drill instructions and learn different skills and be taught by Thunder.
That's great.
People and all that great stuff.
Well, I know my 14-year-old will be interested in that. I'll have to tell him about that because that's been an odd thing for young men that age and ladies too, when they're used to staying active at the soccer practice and practicing basketball with their friends, and it's just been harder to do that recently.
So yeah,
they're looking for that opportunity, and the practices are getting going again. And I know that the Y's got the basketball gym open again too at times. And how does that work if people want to access the facility? I know you said you have limited numbers of people in, and is it normal operating hours? And is it generally the same kind of setup as it was before? Have there been other changes in how you access, like, the things like the gym and the basketball courts and stuff?
No, yeah. So our basketball courts are open. Right now they're being utilized for summer camp. So you might give a call up here during the day if you want to come to see if they can do a half court or something of that nature for you before you truck all the way out here. But just come on in and get a day pass, or if you remember, just check in. And gym is open 6 to 10 in the evenings. No summer camp, no conflicts there at this time. So,
how much are the day passes?
So for 17 and older, it's $10. And for under that, it is
$5. Excellent. Well, that's just great information. I'd love to have you on the show. Glad you could come today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Tom, let's talk cars again for a minute.
All right.
There was some stuff I did want to bring up that, we've talked the last few weeks about we're really searching for used car inventory, used trucks mm-hmm. in particular. That need is still there. We have a few that are in service still going through, but there's two used trucks out on our used vehicle lot at the moment, which isn't enough. I need trucks desperately. And if you've got a truck for sale, bring it down here, and we'll give you every penny we can for it. we can write you a check right there. It's a pretty quick process and simple. You can start it online on our website or just come on in with your vehicle. But we definitely are searching for trucks. We've been the truck values have really rebounded since the mid-March when there was a lot, the economy shut down. Mm-hmm. There were some big changes and how wholesale values happened, because auctions all over the country had to shut down too, and nobody really knew what to do with the cars. So values dropped dramatically for a while there. Kind of surprisingly to everybody, they have rebounded really quickly, and we're seeing sales of new and used cars really go ahead of what we thought they would do. This has made that really important that we get more inventory. So it's a good time to be looking to trade. You're going to get good money for your trade-in. It's at a peak that was after a valley just a few weeks ago. Looking forward, I don't know what to expect, to be honest. I know there's still a lot of talk among dealers and in the used car market about the values may drop later in the year because of the increasing number of off-lease and rental car returns that are going to hit the market. But we just don't know, of course. And right now we still have the really great incentives from the manufacturers. The Ford does have 0% for 84 months on some lines of vehicles.
Wow.
And 0 for 72 on almost everything that we sell. Toyota has 0 for 60 on a lot of models, and 0 for 72 on a few,
mm-hmm.
and great rebates on vehicles and good lease deals. So it is a great time to buy. Summer typically is. I don't know. I was on a meeting with other dealers yesterday about expectations on incentives going forward. That's the part of it that the manufacturer kind of dictates, and we don't really know what they're going to do later in the summer. Typically, July and August become model year and clearance time. With the changes in manufacturing this year and the plants being shut down for a number of weeks, I'm not sure what to expect there. I think we'll obviously they're going to keep trying to keep selling lots of cars. They've manufacturing plants are up and running again. But inventories are a little bit different right now than they normally would be this time of year. So we'll just have to see. It might mean, I guess, to distill all that, it kind of means it might be a good time right now that inventories are, you know, might suffer a little bit later in the summer and, you know, maybe start rebounding in August and September. We don't know what the used car values will be then. So it's just a good thing to explore right now if you're thinking about buying a vehicle in the next few months or between now and the end of the year. The other thing that a lot of our customers are taking advantage of is the technology in the new vehicles. I know, stuff that we've been hearing a lot about different types of drivetrains, whether it's electric vehicles or it's autonomously driven vehicles. And, you know, we're seeing more and more of that technology hit. We got our first Prius Prime in this week, which
wow.
is a plug-in electric hybrid vehicle from Toyota. It allows you to have an electric vehicle engine in the vehicle that you can plug in and drive full electric when the vehicle's set up for that in the right conditions. But it also gives you that hybrid gas engine for when you want to make long trips or maybe you don't have time for a full charge or access to charging. You'd still have the flexibility of a gas hybrid engine. So it's
best of both worlds.
Great fuel economy either way, and it's they call it an equivalent MPG, nearing 100 miles per gallon.
Wow!
Handling a standing vehicle. It's the new Prius body type, so it's a really a nice vehicle, very attractive, and a lot of tech inside it too, and the safety technology and all that kind of great stuff that you get with all the Toyotas. That's an exciting vehicle we just got. We're going to be learning soon, seeing more on the Bronco. On the Ford side, lots of anticipation building up about the Bronco and the Bronco Sport. The reveal got delayed just a few weeks ago because of the pandemic, and they're getting ready to do the reveal here in the next few days, and we'll all know more about the Bronco then. And we should start seeing those later this year and next year, the two different models coming out.
Brad, you got a peek at that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did get a peek at it at the last dealer show in the last fall, and I'm really excited about it. You know, Bronco is a long heritage for Ford, and it's a great, great name. We see a few of them around in the community, and they're a great collector vehicle. People like to get those old ones and fix them up. But today's model is going to be kind of reminiscent of the old Bronco. It's going to be rough and rugged and flexible, but fit in the midsize small SUV class, really an outdoor adventure kind of vehicle for fishing and hunting and stuff Oklahomans like to do and get outside and move around, but still have something that works to get you to work and looks good, too. So it's going to come in two models. Full-size Bronco and the Sport, which is a smaller version of it, and lots of different flexibility. I think eventually you'll get a special vehicle, a performance version of it, not unlike what they do with the Raptor and on the Mustang line. So get really excited to see that, more of that. Let's see, what else? Just on the used car stuff we do have, I know I mentioned that we're desperately in need of trucks, but we still have some great deals on used cars and great inventory right now. And, stuff like just traded for a 19 Toyota 4Runner TRD Pro. It's a four-wheel drive TRD Pro, which is the top-of-the-line 4Runner with all of its, rugged adventure, kind of like the Bronco I was just talking about. This one's Voodoo Blue, so it's a really pretty blue. It's got a roof rack on it. And it's a really nice, tough-looking 4Runner, really nice deal there. And we've got some other stuff coming, a 2012 Toyota Avalon. several RAV4s, Camrys, Explorers, a Mini Cooper convertible. It's a John Cooper Works, which is a pretty rare vehicle. Those are performance vehicles that BMW makes in the Mini line. Got one of those that's a really nice, beautiful car. Only 12,000 miles on that, under 13,000 miles.
Mm.
Great vehicle. Got great deals. Got some Nissans even. We've got a Nissan Altima and a Nissan Versa, both 2019 models with low miles. Those are former rental vehicles that we were able to buy at auction. So you save a lot of money versus the new one on those. Get a great deal on a late model vehicle that still has the manufacturer warranty going, plus RQ certified warranty. That extends the manufacturer warranty out to 100,000 miles, or the powertrain part of it, out to 100,000 miles or 2 years from your date of purchase. So great deal. And most of the vehicles I just mentioned all have that sort of Q certification, or some of them will have manufacturer certification also. And I always want to mention, too, that the new vehicles here at Dungis, we offer a no-cost, 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no additional cost when you purchase a new vehicle at Dungis. This is a nationwide warranty. It's good at any dealership or ASE-certified shop around the country. It comes with rental car replacement and some other great benefits that the good warranties have. It is so it's flexible. It's not something that just ties you. If some dealers offer those kind of products that just tie you to the dealer. Mm-hmm. And of course, we want you to keep coming here. But if you get relocated or move, we feel like you should be able to take it with you. And so that's why we do it this
nice.
Through the national program. Just trying to give everybody flexibility mm-hmm. and that extra value that really hopefully separates us from the competition. Another thing that we've talked about the last few weeks is the changes we're making on our website, and those are working out really well. We've added a tool on all three of our main websites, the Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota websites, have a way where you can go in and actually work your own deal. So it takes our great simple price, internet price, and you can actually tie it into your credit. If you want to put your information in, or you can just put what your credit score range is, and we don't make you give up your personal information to go in and there and play with this, and it allows you to basically set up your deal, so you can see what your trade in is worth, you can see what your interest rate is, you can actually send the deal you design out to the lender that you want it to go to, so it's really an online purchase tool that allows you to do everything but take delivery of the car essentially online. And it's really transparent. It allows you to play with your down payment and to put the deal together where I want the lowest cash price or I want the best payment. And the math is all consistent. So it's not like it's all consistent and upfront, straightforward, really easy. Just really seeing a lot of people jump in there and play with it, and that's really exciting to see. And we've sold a number of cars in the last week with people using that tool, so that's really exciting.
Good deal.
Yeah. So let's bring Katrina back in if she's managed to listen to all that car stuff. You still there, yeah. Katrina?
I do.
Well, that's good. So the Y is open. We want to make sure and remind everybody of that. And, get out and see people at the Y. Let's get out in summer. The pools are open. Tell us again about what the pools and the operation of the pools this summer. And I know that's something people will be interested in.
Yeah, so Frontier is the only pool that's currently open in Bartlesville. It is open Monday through all week, 7 days a week, daily, Monday through Sunday, all of that, 12 to 6.
Okay.
Entry is 6 and under is $2, 7 and up is $4. There are punch cards you can get, kind of like it's like a discount for so many visits to the pool. So you can purchase those at the pool. If you have any parties or any groups, contact us. We will get those set up. We'd love to have anybody come out. Our staff are wearing masks and gloves out there, so.
Yeah, that's great. And are you limiting the number of people in the pool area, or how's that work?
Yes, so I think it's about 75% of the normal capacity. It's 265.
Okay, so just making sure everybody can stay at a safe distance. That's great.
Yes. Kind of allowing more space in the whole facility for them to space out a little more.
Well, as a businessman and having been through this now, this whole thing, it's been quite a journey for us. And I know it's a real adventure when we start opening up and welcoming more people. And I just, thank everybody for taking it seriously. I know, that it's something we never wanted to have to do, but obviously we don't want to spread this virus around any more than it's going to spread. And, we want to keep everyone safe. And, it really comes down to personal responsibility and taking care of yourself and, keeping clean. And I think I've been so impressed with our customers and employees, and hopefully you guys will experience the same thing. I know that Bartlesville is great at that kind of stuff. But so good luck with that this summer.
Thank you.
Good, and it's great to meet you, and hope to see you sometime. We'll have you again on the radio show when we get more opened up, and we can maybe do it down in the studio.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right. And Tom, the Indians have been playing.
Yep.
I know they had some games last night. I wasn't able to catch any of it because we had some other stuff going on, but.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how they did last night?
Yeah, so they played very, very well, but they came up just a little bit short. We got another game coming up at 2 this afternoon in the PGM, 99.1 and AM 1500 today. And then, of course, tomorrow we got another one at 5 o'clock. It'll be on K1.
And we got word this week that the Windsor tournament is going to be able to be played at a Bill Dungis Stadium.
Yes.
Just to open up the field and, the brand new field and get everything going down there, that is going to be very exciting.
It is. It really is. It's going to be great to have that in use. And, of course, having the Dungis Ford Indians playing at Bill Dungis Memorial Stadium, it's a good fit. It's always a good fit.
Yeah, we like that. We're real excited about being able to get down out there again.
Mm-hmm.
For almost 80 years we've been sponsoring this team, and this is one of those years. This is certainly one we're going to remember. It's different from all the others.
It truly is unique, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, we'll enjoy that, and I know we're getting ready for some other events that we're going to be associated with this summer, assuming we can navigate this opening up. I mean, we've got the Tower Center at Unity Square having some great events coming up in early July. The grand opening event, I believe, is July 10th, if I'm not mistaken. We're going to be out there for that. Let me see. I've got those dates here.
Mm-hmm.
Austin. Let me see.
What dates are those?
Well, I was looking for the Tower Center dates.
Oh.
And Hot Street Party. But anyway, we'll do that next week.
The street party?
Yeah. We'll do that next week because there's three big events at Tower Center happening.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't been down there, everybody needs to go check out the great Price Tower patio or section there at the first floor where you can get drinks and a sandwich right next to the stage and the park at Tower Center Unity Square. It's a beautiful place. If you haven't been down there on a nice evening, it'd be a great place to go sit and have a cool drink and get something to eat.
Oh, indeed. It's gorgeous down there. They did a great job. It was like one day the fence came down and everything popped green. It was gorgeous, and it still is.
Yeah, it's good to see people out down there, and we will be having some great events later this summer.
Mm-hmm.
We're real excited about that.
All right. And, of course, if you want to make contact with Brad at the dealership, you can do it by going to DungeonsChoice.com. They'll take you to all the pages. And the phone number, of course, Brad.
Right, or just come see us. We're all down here today. Say hi to the team. Come talk to Michelle Gaines. She's our sales director. Angela Backard is the service director. Or ask for me. I'll be happy to help you out anyway. great team of people here, all ready to serve.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Have yourself a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Tom.
All righty. That, of course, is Brad Dungis with a Car Talk right here on K1, the one you trust. Stay tuned. We've got news coming your way from CBS.